We are now joined by the football players from San Diego State University, J.J. Whitaker and Pierce Slater joining us. And by the way, this is all brought to you by Audio Visual Systems and Next Title on the Global Travel Roadshow. Guys, let's get right at it. We had a great conversation with Coach Long, and Pierce, he said you may be moving to the defensive line with some fullback work. And J.J., I guess he's going to leave you on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah.
I think Coach Long really wants everybody to play defense.
Yeah.
But we joke about it because how much we enjoy the time spent with him. What's it like being coached by him, J.J.? What's it like being coached by Coach Long?
Coach Long is a great coach. I mean, he brings energy every day, and, you know, he expects perfection. He expects yourself to get better each and every day. So I think just the tenacity that he provides in the meeting rooms, we take out into the field.
Yeah, so, but Pierce, on the other hand, he's trying to make your life miserable. I can't imagine one of the worst jobs in college football would be being an offensive lineman, trying to get San Diego State's defense ready to do anything because the way they line up, you won't see anybody else
give
you looks like that. How difficult is that?
It's very difficult. His defense is very complex, so, like, you know, but it kind of helps us, you know, understand the game better, like all these blitzes, different fronts, you know, a safety, but it's like he's kind of down at linebacker depth, so it's like it gives you a lot of different looks, so it helps you a little bit.
When you're watching other teams, when you're standing on the sideline to come back out, you ever sometimes laugh? You can tell somebody doesn't know what's going on out there?
Yeah, like I'll see like a tackle or something. He's probably man on the end and he doesn't see a short chop. And so J.J. would come free and get a sack or something like that.
Yeah, just waltz in and get all the credit,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
All right. So the game with Boise State last year in Albertson Stadium, we ad-libbed. I wasn't at the Miami Humanitarian Bowl in 2006. Miami played there against Nevada, and they say that was the coldest game perhaps ever played because it was at night. Now, this was at night, and the San Diego State-Boise State game, I was just frozen. I mean, frozen. So you guys come out of Southern California climate to that. How did you prepare for it, J.J. and Pierce? Talk to you, J.J., first. How did you prepare for that weather, and what did you think about it?
You can't really prepare for weather, you know what I mean? I mean, you could put some Under Armour on, but that's as far as it goes. Mm-hmm. And it was cold.
Was it cold playing?
Yeah, it was pretty cold playing. It actually wasn't cold playing. It was cold when you weren't on the field.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that was more of the battle.
Yeah. And Pierce, did you ever think it got in the way with just sometimes how your hands feel? Because just your hands hurt because they're so cold.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I'll go punch a guy, my hands will hurt. But, you know, you kind of move past that. And another thing I remember at the game, you know, when I take my helmet off and my mouthpiece out, my mouthpiece was starting to freeze, and, like, the sweat from my helmet was starting to freeze. Like, and trying to drink water out the water bottle, the water was frozen, so it was kind of, you know, different.
J.J., last year you had a great year. How much of it was because you were healthy? Because reading your bio, it sounds like you've had trouble getting and staying on the field, and last year you did.
Yeah, man, I'm just blessed to actually be healthy again. And, you know, just being healthy for the last past 2 years has only made my confidence and my experience even go higher. So, I'm excited for this upcoming season, and hopefully my experience and my confidence can go out the roof and I can play well.
What pulled you through? You missed 3 years. Your first three seasons, right?
Yes.
What pulled you through that? I've never sat across from a guy, I don't think, that missed three seasons to injury.
Yeah.
In a row.
Yeah, my relationship with God first and foremost, and, you know, my family support as well as this coaching staff and my teammates and the training staff all at San Diego State. I mean, no one's ever turned their shoulder on me. Everyone's, you know, open arms, helping me trying to get better, even continue to get better. You know what I mean? Like, when you go through rehab, it's not.
Was it knees or?
Yeah, it was two ACLs and one scapula. Yes.
Did you ever think that, you know, maybe football's just not
the
cards?
Yeah, let's do something else.
I mean, when it came to the scapula one, I was like, okay, you know, this is actually a big deal now, you know. But, you know, something just keep telling me, just keep praying and just keep going and keep grinding and keep going to school. And, you know, I love the game of football, so I just wanted to get back out there.
Pierce, when it comes to pressure, and I know Coach Long loves to point out where everybody needs to improve, it seems to me that you guys have run blocking down.
Right.
They got to find Pumphrey behind you anyway.
Yeah.
And I know he loves to run off tackle in tackle. Nobody, I think it's amazing how he does it.
Yeah.
He's just a strong-minded kid too. But you're going to have to pass block to give these quarterbacks time. How does that change as a goal what your unit needs to do? How does that change your mindset to dance rather than to just bull over people?
I mean, it has to be well-balanced, but I believe, you know, being a run first, our running game will open up our pass game. Everyone, you know, expecting a run, then, you know, we go and throw a pass. So we got to be well balanced at both, not just, you know, run blocking. So
the combination may help you guys right. get some time in developing a better pass protection scheme.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of teams say they've got new quarterbacks, and even they don't even know who it's going to be. It's a competition. What have you seen from an offensive side, Pierce, on San Diego State quarterbacks? And then when you're finished, JJ, you've gone against them in the spring. What do you think the quarterbacks are going to be like?
I think it's a great competition at quarterback right now. You know, you got Maxwell, the transfer from Kentucky. And he has experience. He has game experience playing in the SEC and stuff like that. And also we have, you know, the redshirt freshman, Chris Chapman. Smart kid, and makes, like, great decisions and stuff like that. And also Jake Rodriguez. I think Coach Long said before, like, this is, like, the greatest quarterback depth he's ever had. So I guess he's just trying to figure out who's going to be the quarterback.
I can agree with everything he said. I mean, with Maxwell, you can see a lot of his experience. And, you know, that shows as a quarterback. You can't hide that. You know, you can't hide grabbing a hold of the huddle and showing that it's your huddle. And with Chapman, the freshman, he's actually shown a lot of savviness. He's a freshman, so he wants to compete. He's willing to compete. I actually like the chip he has on his shoulder, and Jake Rodriguez as well. So they're kind of pretty much compatible.
All right, guys, best of luck. It'll be fun to see if Boise State and San Diego State get together in a championship game, be it San Diego or Boise. It'd be good. Thank you, and best of luck to both of you.
Sounds about right.